Just let me start again.
He'll start off again the Mishnah here, Daf Lamed Gimel Omer Aleph on the bottom. Rabbi Elazar Oimer, Noite Lodom Kiso Mishlofonov. A person could take the pieces of wood, Kiso, like chips, that are in front of him. Lachzers Boishinov. So one Chiddush is you're allowed to take the wood, even though it's Oimid Lahasoka. He holds you're allowed to use it for other purposes also. You could use it to clean out your teeth with, like a toothpick. Now, Umegavid Min Hachotzer, there's another Chiddush he holds, that you can collect the wood even that's in your backyard. Not only what's in the house, mamash right in front of you, even what's in your backyard also. On the gav, if you could collect min hachotzer, the chips, the pieces of wood that's in your backyard, courtyard, or madlik, and you could use it for firewood. Shekol ma shebachotzer muchenu. But this is his two chedushim he's saying. First of all, that you're allowed to use the wood that's not muksa to clean out your teeth. That's one chiddush. And secondly, which wood is called muksa? Hey, not only the wood that's right in front of you can use, but even the wood that's in the chatzar also is not called muksa. It's all called muksa. It's called prepared before Yom Tif. You have like that to use it, and you could use it for burning purposes. And no one then you could use it for the purpose to use it for a toothpick to clean out your teeth. The Chachom Maim, the Chachom argue, Rash learns on both things. The Chachom Maim, Megaviv Mishalafonov. No, you're only allowed to collect the wood that's in front of you. Mashenkin, the wood that's in the chatzar in the courtyard, that's called muksa. So Rash learned, since they're small pieces and it's very hard to collect them, it's a lot of tircha. It's like you didn't think about it before Yom Tov, most probably you didn't have das to do it. So therefore the wood like remains muksa. Umadlik, another thing he holds, the only thing you could do with the wood that's only in front of you pasher means in your house, like the chips of wood that you have right in front of you in your house, you're allowed to use those chips, but only umadlik, only to use to burn. So he argues on two points, the Chachomim, that you can't use it for a toothpick because it's Eitzim, and Eitzim could only be used lahasoka and not for other purposes. And also he holds that the woods in the Chatzar is called Muksa, it's only the wood that's Melefona right in front of you could use. Now, Ein Moitzi Neso, now the Mishnah says, Nuchidish, you're not allowed to create fire. Ein Moitzi Neso, you can't create fire, Loimen Eitzim, not from wood, by rubbing two pieces of wood together, Loimen Avonim, not from two stones, Voloimin Eifer, not from ashes. Rash learns it means karka kosher kishachofer noisoy moitzian or. Very hard ground, when you dig it up, you could cause fire. Voloimin harofim, not from tiles. Voloimin hamayim, not from water. Mustami means if you have the sun coming through, Mustami could make the fire come through the water also. Viyain malav minesa sarofim. You're not allowed to make the tiles very, very hot. Malavna means like make them red hot. Oh, the litzois bim, in order to roast with them, litzois bim, this you can't do. And we'll see in the Gemara why not. Rashi Bo'or, the Gemara Forest Taima. Why can't you, Malavna means make them red hot, the tiles. Litzois bim, in order to be able to use, to roast on, you can't do that on Yom Tov. Gemara says, the Omer of Yehuda, Oichlei behema ein bim mishum tikkun kli. Any type of a food that's edible for an animal, if you want to cut it down to size, there's no risk of tikkun mun. It's not called you're making a new kli. Hey, so oichel adam for short like that. You could take your bread and cut it down to any size you want. You could take a tomato and cut it into a square, whatever you want. There's no risk of tikkun mun. Since chiddush is even oichel beim rosso, even though like grass or things you give the animal, if it's already cut off from before Yom Tov, it's already tolish. Now you just want to cut it down to the right size. There's no risk of tikkun mun of make saying it looks like you're making a kli on Yom Tov. Trash eichle beim is going kash like straw. The yole kanim of the leaves ain bemishum tikkun kli. Ol muta liktoim you could cut them down. Will the sake and kash shall shibolim be Shabbos lachtzay shinuf. You're allowed to cut down the straw even on Shabbos in order to use like a toothpick. Whereas even though now you're making a toothpick, let's say you're making a kli, no, since it's food that the animals could use, it's not called tikkun mun. On food, there's no stick and money. Eis to Rav Kana Rav Yehuda. So if you kind of has a kasha to Rav Yehuda, says now Mishnah, not Mishnah, stand mit the sefta, mitaltlim atzei b'somim l'riach ben. You're allowed to move around the b'somim that smell, or spices that smell well, l'riach ben, in order to smell from it. You're allowed to. Olahaniyav ben l'chol. Who then you could use like a fan to blow onto a sick person. Rashi Mishum Havolav. It's very hot. You could use lahanif like a fan to fan the sick person. Olmoilah. You could even rub the atzei b'samin. Olmareach boy and then smell it.
aber wollo je kot men ola reich boy, but it says you're not allowed to cut the yatzei b'samen, even though it's already cut off, it's not attached to the ground anymore. You have a nice long stalk of this yatzei b'samen, you're not allowed to cut it now in order to make the smell come out. Like when you have the smelling sticks, like if you cut it, oh, more smell will come out. That you can't do. V'yim kot moy, let's say you did cut it in half, poter avalosa. It's only yosem midirabonin. Poter means midiraisim, it's poter avalosa midirabonin. What about lachtas b'shinov? Let's say the reason why you cut in two, you had this atzei b'som, you had this wood that smells good. Again, it could be myrtle leaves. Again, it's not attached to the ground. It was cut off already before Yom Tov. But it was a long stick. And now you want to cut it into two in Yom Tov for Shabbos. And for the purpose of lachtas b'shinov, in order to use it for toothpicks, clean out your teeth, is lo yukat menu. You're not allowed to cut it for that purpose. V'yim kotmoy, let's say you did cut it for that purpose. You know the locher is chayiv chattis. There's a chayiv chattis involved. So the chur, what do we see here? That even though the satzei b'som in the stomach could be used for an animal, and still you see if you cut it, you chayiv chattis. And before we said oichle behemah, there's no whistle altogether. So that's the kasha. So the Gemara says, Omalei, hash the potter avolos kasha. Like, yes, can be a very, very good question. Madach, if you just would have found the case that says it's osur, midirabonin, it would be kasher, because I said it's mutter. Chayiv chattis mi boi. Now that you found the brayser that says it's mamash chayiv chattis, if you do it, like for sure it's a kasher on me. Like I just got finished saying any oichle behema, any type of sticks that animal could eat, it's no issa tikkun money, you could cut it down to size. And here it says it's atzei b'som, you're not allowed to cut it down to size. So Merz is like this. Ela ki tanya hi, that the brayser says, yichayiv, the kashin, when they're still hot. So Rashi learns, the stam kashin is very hot, so they're not edible for an animal. An animal can't eat it. But since the animal can't eat it right now, it's not called eichle behema, therefore you chayiv, if on such a case, if you cut it down to size, to use for toothpick, you'll be chayiv on Shabbos. For the Gemara question, if they're very hard, like the Brisa says, you're allowed to rub it in your hands to make the smell come out. For the Gemara, it's very hard, like you can't rub these things. Rubbing only helps if it's a soft thing, but not if it's hard. So when it says chasure mechzu, something is missing here, vochi ketoni, this is the way it should be learned. Moilaloi umariach boy, you're allowed to rub these atzei b'samim and smell it. Koitumoi umariach boy, you're also allowed to cut it into two, again, where this atzei b'samim was already cut off before Yom Tov. It's not growing anymore. Just it was a long stick. Now you want to cut it in order to make it smell better. You're allowed to do that on Yom Tov. B'me devor mam, or even Shabbos. B'me devor mamurim, when was this said? Barakin, only when it's soft. Because soft wood, you could give this to animal's teeth. So since it's oichle b'ema, there's no way to pick in mana. Abel b'koshin ma'ashenkin, when they're hard sticks, lo yikut menu, then you're not allowed to cut at all. V'yim kotmoy, if you cut it, poter avoloser. Midrabonin it's oser, it's like nearer kemasakin. If you're cutting it right now to make it smell good. Lachzas b'shinov, let's say your mom is doing it to make it into a kli now. Like your purpose now is to cut it down to make it into a toothpick. Lo yikut menu, here you're not allowed to cut it down on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. V'yim kotmoy, let's say you do cut it down, the locher is chayim chattis. So mel is good. Says clearly, this brice that says chayiv chattis, no, that's cool. You made a kli. You made a toothpick now on Shabbos. Before it was just a long piece of stick, and now you cut it down to size on Shabbos. That would be osir. And it's even osir midiraisa. Before we said it's mutter, so that's a teretz. Where it's a soft piece of stick, so that the animals can eat it, there's no way to take in mana. But where it's a hard piece of stick that it can't be used by the animals, then taker it's osir. And if you stop cutting it in half to make it smell good, it's only osir midirabonin. If you cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, you're making a kli out of it, it's mamash nisa d'iraisa. Now, Tony Chode, one brice that says, koitmo, you're allowed to cut in half. If you have this atzei b'samim, you have good smelling stuff, you're allowed to cut it in half. Umarech, when you can smell it. V'tani yidich, another brice that learned, lo yikut menu, you're not allowed to cut it in half, lo reich, but in order to make it smell good. So, Amarev Zeru, Amarev Chizel, like Hashem, there's no steer like we just learned. Ho abirakin, ho abikoshin, where it's soft sticks, that the animals could eat it, then we say it's mutter, like we had before. Oichle behema ein ben mishrum tikkun kli. But here a question, when it's a hard stick, it's not edible by the animals, then there would be an iser of tikkun mono, or even be yosim midiraisa if you're making a toothpick out of it. Maskiv lo ravachor bayakov. So Ravachor asked the question. Bekoshin amayloi. He asked the question, why not? What's wrong if it's hard? Why can't you cut down a hard stick? So Rashi learns, Bekoshin amayloi lareach boy. Why can't you cut it in half just to make it smell good? Like, you're not making a kli out of it. You're just cutting it in half. Fish time, if you make it down to size into a small piece to use for toothpick, you could hear then you're making something on Shabbos, that should be yosser. But just to cut it in half, it's not attached to the ground anymore, so why can't you cut this atzei b'som in half to make it smell glorech boy? Mi gozer rabbonu k'shei miskavon the kli yosser miskavon? But did the rabbonu make a gzera? When you're not mechavon to make a kli, maybe you will come to make a kli. So he asked the question, if so, why is it different than this that we learned the Mishnah in Shabbos? That a person's allowed to break open a barrel. If you have a barrel of wine inside it, or we'll see grapes, or we'll see a grape with dates inside it, you're allowed to break open the barrel in order to take out the grapes, dried out dates. You're allowed to break it open. It's only muti if you don't have intentions of making a kli out of it. You have a closed barrel now. See if you're going to make a nice round hole that you could use to take out and put in. That's called you're making a kli. Now you're making this barrel into a nice sprout, like that would be also to do. But if you're not making a nice sprout, you're just breaking it, like to break open the kli, that's muti to do on Yom Tov, or on Shabbos even. So why don't we say here also, you just want to cut the stick in half to make it smell good, why should it be awesome with the Rabbanan? Do you want to tell me? Because Rabbanan were afraid if you cut it in half, maybe you come to have in mind to make a kli out of it. So here also, how are you allowed to break open this barrel to get the food out? Why aren't we afraid maybe you can have in mind to make a nice Pesach, a nice opening, and that would be awesome? Another kasha, Horova Baravada, Verovin Baravada. The Amr Tavai, they both say, Kievin and by Rav Yehuda, when we were by Rav Yehuda, have a mafashich v'yoyevlon alusa lusa. He used to cut off a branch, like a branch that was cut off from before, it wasn't attached to the ground, to the tree. He had a big branch that was broken off the tree already, and now he cut off sticks from it. Have a mafashich, like cut off sticks from the branch, v'yoyevlon alusa lusa, and he gave us a piece of the stick. Afa gav dechazio lekitzo denargo. Even though each stick was really fit, it was very good wood, it was fit to be the handle of a hammer or the handle of a knife. See, you see, Lechur, he was cutting off the wood, and we don't make the gzera that maybe you'd cut it off almanas to make a handle. Like if you would cut this wood off the branch almanas, use it for a handle of a hammer, that would be called making a kli. That should be usher on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Here he didn't make the gzera, he let them cut off the piece of wood, and he didn't make any gzera. So the kasher bayos, why do we say you can't cut the atzei b'som in half? What's wrong? Why should you be making gzeira here? Maybe you come to make a kli, and in these two cases we don't make these gzeiras. Yeah. So answers like kasher, there's no stira. I tell you, Hor Rabbi Loza, Hor Rabbon. It's not a machlokes between Rabbi Loza and Rabbonin if we make these gzeiras or not. Not to cut something, a gzeira, maybe you come to make a kli out of it. The Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Loza, Roimer. Noitel Odom Kisa Mishlefona. If a person is allowed to take a piece of stick that's in front of him, Lachsa is Moshino, like he had an Amishna. You're allowed to use it for a toothpick. The Chom Moim, the Chom say, Lo Yitol. You're not allowed to take it. Only from the kraal of an animal that you're allowed to. Means the food that the animals use to eat, that's mukhan l'chol terech, that's prepared for any purpose you want. But regular wood, since regular wood, the purpose of it is to use to build kalim with it, this is the famous Rashi here, and that's the reason why wood you're only allowed to use for asaka, for burning purposes. Because if you don't want to use yud for burning, the other purpose that wood is aimed for is to build. You build chairs, you build tables, you build things with it. And you're not allowed to build on Yom Tov. Therefore, it's like these wood is set aside the davar muksa. It's muksa. So for any other purpose, you're not allowed to use the wood. You're only for the purpose of burning it. So therefore here, this sticks, you can't use it even to make a toothpick out of it. But according to Rabbi Lezer, though, you see, you are allowed to. So, kids, according to Rabbi Lezer, we don't make the gzeiras. Maybe you cut it down to size. And according to Rabbanan, we do make the gzeiras. Beite Vishovin, they're both moide though. But no. Vishovin, they're both moide, both Rabbi Elazar and Chama, both moide Vishovin, shlo yikot menu, you can't cut it to size. Vimkot moi lachtus voshino, lefteich voyes adelis, vishogeg vishavis chay chattis, vimezit biyomto sefiges aboyim. Divi Rabbi Elazar, this is what Rabbi Elazar holds. This is the raya. Rabbi Elazar ta'ako, divi cut down these sticks for the purpose of making a toothpick out of it. Because before Rabbi Elazar says, the stick itself you're allowed to use the way it is right now. If you find small sticks, you can use them as toothpicks, because you're not doing anything to it. But if you want to take these sticks and cut it down to size to make it fit to be used for toothpick, he owes that saucer. And if you do it on Shabbos, you're mamish chayiv chatos. No, it's an issur d'oraisa. And you do it on Mezid, on Yom Tov, you're only chayiv malkos, because there's only a lav by Yom Tov. That's what Rabbi Elazar holds. The Chachamim Morim Nachamim say, Echod ze v'yechod ze, ein loy ele mishum shvus. No, whether you do it on Shabbos or on Yontif, it's only Yosem and Rabbonim. If you take the stick and mamash cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, it's only Yosem and Rabbonim. So Gemara sounds like this. Reb Lezer dikom hosom chayiv chatis. Reb Lezer, it says, if you mamash cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, that's called tikkun mona. Midyei rice, it's called, you're building something, you're making a kli, hocha pot lav losa. Therefore, now a case is you're not allowed to even cut it lareach boy. You can't cut the stick in half just for the purpose of smelling it, because we make the gzera. You're cutting it now for the purpose of smelling it. It's apse b'samim. But we're afraid maybe when you cut it down to size to make it into a toothpick, which would be yosem midiraisa. So since according to Rebbe Elazar, there's an yosem midiraisa in cutting it down to the size of a toothpick, we make gzera. Don't cut wood at all, even though you only want to do it to make it smell good. Ma'ashenkin rabbonin. The Rabbanim that say, even when you cut the stick down to size to make it into a toothpick, it's not really called binyan, it's only yosem, the Rabbanim. And Rashi says, Rashi learns, this k'tima, that you're cutting the stick down to size, is not a real tikkun, it's not really making a kli out of it. It's called kalacha yad. In other words, that's not really the way you do it. The way you make a good toothpick is the time you take a saw, you take a good knife and cut it down. Stam with your hands to cut it into two, that's called kalacha yad, that's a shin, it's not the normal way of doing it. For lo tikkun mal yehu, halim kei mechad choy umechasak mebesakin. So now that's the Rabbanan Shita. Rabbanan Shita is, even when you go, the feirish, to cut it down to size, there's no issur d'oraisa. So therefore, according to Chum, the pshat will be, hocha mutla chetchila. So in our case, when you have this atzeh b'samin, and all you want to do is cut it in half, not to make it into a kli, but just purely to smell it, will be mutla chetchila. We don't make gzeira. Because even if you would come to cut it down to size to make it into toothpick, you're still not doing any yisr. It's only yosem of the rabbonin. So like gzeira we don't make. So therefore, the brisa that says you're allowed to cut it down to smell it, that goes according to rabbonin shita. And here also, the other mice of Rabbi Yehuda, that used to cut off the branches of alusa alusa, he also held like that. That even if you would cut it down to size, it'd only be yosem of the rabbonin. So now that you're not cutting it down to size, it's mutla kachila. For the Gemara of Alesla, the Rabbi Elazar hold it none. Doesn't, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Elazar holds with saying on Lake Gzeira, that you can't cut it in half, because maybe you come to make it into the size of a kli. So if so, how does the Rabbi Elazar argue on the Mishnah Shabbos? For Alesla, the Rabbi Elazar hold it none. Shoiver order mesachov yislechem imeno gregris, obavashli yischav and lasses kli. If you have a barrel of dates, and you want to break open the barrel on Shabbos to get the food out of it, the Mishnah says you're allowed to break it open. So we see, we don't make a gzeira. The churah should be a shalom. Why don't we make a gzeira? According to Rabbi Elazar, was saying, Rabbi Elazar shita is now, you can't take this hatzeh b'samim and just cut it in here to smell it. That's also, because it's a gzeira. Maybe you cut it down to size to make a toothpick out of it. And that's also in the rice, so therefore it makes a gzeira. So according to Rabbi Elazar, there should also be a gzeira. You should not be allowed to break open this barrel to get the grogness out of it, but let's be afraid, maybe when you break it, you'll have in mind to make a nice hole there, to make a nice pesach. And if you go to make a nice petach, that's like a binyan. So why don't we make this gzeira taka? So how come does Rabbi Elazar argue on the Mishnah? So Gemara says, Kitan yoehi b'mustaki. That the Mishnah over there says you're allowed to break open the barrels, that's only b'mustaki, means a broken kli that was glued together. Rashi says, b'mustaki chav yeshavura. We're talking about that barrel was already broken once. Shemadabikin shivra b'sar shalait. That we glued the pieces together again. Shakur and Saf. Shoyste menu zephis. Umedavkin boy karis, yeh cheris, hanishborim kachomuli rav.
Shmuel Amachuna Chosid Min Razer V'Chivan. Now the Chivan, the root, bottom line, the Chivan, the Rui, he, since it's a very old and broken like Kli, Leko Lemigza Bosh Lo Yischavon Latzis Kli. That's what Rashi learns. In such a Kli, that's a broken Kli anyway, it was just a glued together, we're not afraid now when you come to break open a hole here to get the dates out, that you'll have in mind to make a nice Kli out of it. Because the broken thing, it doesn't pay. So maybe you're not going to have in mind to take a nice saw and saw a nice hole there to make a Kli out of it. We're not afraid. But in the Chanami, to make a hole out of it, Taka, it's awesome. But just since it's an old Kli, here we don't make Xeris. By shaking, by taking a regular piece of wood and breaking it in half, there are less old, we do make a Xeris, maybe you come to make a toothpick out of it. So really, according to this Gemara, like Pasha did this Gemara, this will be the famous Heta. If you have cans, you want to open up a can on Shabbos. You have a can of tuna fish, you want to open it up on Shabbos. That's the Gemishni of Chavis. If you have a can of something, you're allowed to break it open to get the food out of it. But according to the Kashrus, the Gemara says it's only Mutter though, but Mustaki. That means only if it's a broken Kli already. But if you have a new, fresh Kli, like all our cans are something new, they're just making a Kli now, so you wouldn't have this Heta to break it open. You have to come on to other term if you want to hold this mutter to break it open. And Moshe has a heter for it. That's a famous shayla. Some Achronim say you are allowed to break open up cans on Shabbos. Same thing for milk bottles. Some people say you are allowed to open them up, and some people say you're not allowed to. So rather, the best thing is always to do it before Shabbos. And Louis, you've forgotten, it's a big tzarech. You have to do it somewhere. You have a shino, like, try always to make sure that you're breaking the kli. In other words, try and open a bottom and a top together, like, so you can't really use the kli afterwards. It's only good to throw it away. Right. So according to Reb Lezer, he's making saying you're allowed to collect the chips, the wood, not only that's in front of you in your house, but even that's in the chotzer, in the courtyard, also what's not called muks, it's called muchin. Tana Rabbanu, look at the price like this. You're allowed to collect the chips that's in the chotzer. O madlik, and you could light it, and you could use it for burning purposes. Because anything that's in the chotzer, any chips that's in the chotzer, is called muchin. Even though it's very hard to collect them, they're very small, still it's called prepared. But providing you should not make a lot of a pile together. Don't make tziburin tziburin. That's probably too much tircha, or there it looks like you're collecting it for the weekdays. That's awesome. If we have Shimon Matim, Shimon says even that's mutter. For my commitment, what's the machlokes? Tanakama says, it looks like you're collecting wood. What are you collecting so much wood for? It looks like you're going to use it tomorrow after Yontif. That's also to do. The day afterwards. Masav, Reb Shimon says, no. Like the pot is mukach shows. But since you have a pot of food ready to be cooked, so people now see you collecting wood, they'll know you're using it to be able to cook nicely on Yontif. Like they see you have a big shon to make. So since they see you have a big pot to cook, Mel will understand that you need a lot to use taka for yomtiv. Therefore, it's not called no gzera. It looks like you're doing l'sar choyim. But then the Mishnah says, "Ein moitzin es ori." You're not allowed to create fire on yomtiv. You can't like hit two stones together to make sparks to make fire. My time, what's the yisa? Mishum the kolmoilid be yomtiv. It's called you're creating something new on yomtiv. So it doesn't say clearly if it's nisi the raisa or nisi the rabbonin. I think it's a machlekes. Some achrayim say it's nasim the raisa. Some say it's on yosim the rabbonin. So I call upon, like you're not allowed to strike a match on Yom Tov, that's called you being merlid, you're creating something new. You're only allowed to continue a fire that's there ready, you could light it from a fire that's there ready, but not to start the fire new. Vaitiv yei malav den es harofim. You can't make red hot the tiles. My COVID, what are you doing wrong now? What's wrong making them red hot? These are the tiles you're going to use now in the oven that you'll be tzilei, you're going to roast the meat on. So what's wrong with making them red hot now on Yom Tov? My COVID, Omer Rabba Bar Bachona, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hocha Berofen Chadosh Maskinim. We're talking about brand new tiles. They weren't used yet for roasting purposes. And Mifnei Shet Tzorech Labotkon. Because it's like a ticket of money. You have to check them out the first time to make sure they're strong enough. They won't plot. They won't break in the middle of the fire. Shrashi Shet Tzorech Labotkon. Im Yuchel Lekabo Libunan. If it's strong enough to receive the heat. When you'll be roasting the wood with it, with the meat with it. Hilkach b'yomtiv loy, hilkach b'yomtiv, and now I'll start roasting with it the first time. Because dilma paki, maybe you'll take a break the first time you use it, a bust. V'yishtach, if it comes out, the Torah, stone tzarech, came out, you were doing something for no purpose. That's why you can't use a new tile like to roast with.
because we're afraid the first time you use it, you didn't test it yet. Maybe it's going to bust now, and it comes out, you're wasting your time. It's a tirkus, so it's tzorich, you shouldn't do it on Yom Tov. So Yamru Lo, some say another reason. Because poshut, you have to make it strong. So the way the tire becomes strong is after you heat it up the first time, that strengthens it. So Rashi, Yamru Lo, tzorich lechasman, lakshesn, you have to make it strong. To hesed rishon, the first burning. In machaskon umiskashim, if they become strong, hilkach af agad l'sarich yomtiv namiu tzon aleihem. Even though you want to use it for sarich yomtiv, you want to roast meat on it. Miyokivun the behesik zeh nasikli yosa. Since with this first time you're using it, you're roasting with it, you're making it strong, you're making it into a kli. That's also to do on yomtiv. Again, the iser tikkun mona. You're like creating, you're making, and you're finishing off the kli now on yomtiv. That's also. Tanan Hossim, we learned the Gemara in Chulin, Dorsa, if you have a bird, that was Dorsa, people trampled over it. Trashi, Dorsa, Vetorfa, or the next thing, Oisha, Torfa, Bekoisel. Or else you had a bird that was thrown against the wall. Trashi, it means Adam, Shadoras, Aloif, a man trampled over a bird. Oisha, Zarkoi, Vechofta, Bekoisel. Or else a man took the bird and threw it against the wall. So if the Shiloh is called the Treif or not, can you shech the bird now? Oisha, Rosa, saw a behema. Rosh Behema trampled over it. Or Mefacheses. And the Maisa, it's Mefacheses, it means it's moving around. So Rashi says, though, V'yein Yechel Lamed, it can't get up, though. No, it got hit, but it's still moving around the bird. V'shos O'Mi'eis L'yeis, and the bird stayed alive for one full day, for another 24 hours. V'shochta, and you shechted the bird, Kshera. We say it's Akras Kosher. In other words, since it lived a complete day after it was thrown around, we say it's not a Trefa, and it could live. And therefore, you shecht it after a day, it's called a good shechita. But if you shecht it before the day passed away, you would say it's a treifa. Because you have to be afraid, maybe the bird by itself would have died that day. But maybe Dorsa, by throwing it and trampling over it, you caused it to get good damage, maybe it would have died then. Now, Omer Reb Lezer Reb Yanai, Mishum Reb Lezer Ben Antugnis, Tzricha Bedikah. You should know, even after you shecht it, you have to check out. You have to check, Zagrashi, like, Kishosu may place, even after you waited a complete day, Nami Tricha Badika Lachashita. After you check this bird, especially this bird, you have to check out. Shemo Nishtabu Roislosa. Maybe you'll find other trephas inside. Maybe you come out, most of its ribs were broken, which is a trepha then. Or Nishbru Hashedru, else maybe the backbone was broken. That also makes it into a trepha. The Nisik Achut, and the string got broken. Or Echud Mishar Mine Trephas. Now, you also, even after you check it out, you still have to first wait a day. Because if you didn't wait first a day, even though you checked it out after Shechita, and you didn't find any treifus, that's Rashi's question. If you have to check the bird out after you make a Shechita anyway, so why do you have to wait a complete day first? Shech the bird right away. And after you check it, you open it up and make a good bedika, check out all the parts of the body to make sure it's not a treifa. So what do you have to wait a day for? So Rashi says no. That Shizuhi Achas Mishmon Asa Treifas, because this is one of the 18 treifas that we learned about in Gemara Chulin. The Nikra, this type of a treifa is called Risuke Evorim, the moving, the banging around of the bones. Shevreel Mespark and Kulam, that all the bones get out of place. V'yafo Pisha and Reisha Nikabo, even though you don't see anything wrong, it's a new treifa by itself. When an animal was trampled over, it's called the treifas of Risuke Evorim. Its bones was moved around. Now, how do we know if it has this or not? The only way we know it doesn't have this treif is if it lives 24 hours. If the bird lives 24 hours, then we know it does not have this treifus of risik evorim. Other treifus maybe it does have. So for the other treifus, you have to, after you shech, open up the bird and check out. Make sure its ribs weren't broken, its backbones weren't broken. That you can check out. But there's a new type of a treifus called risik evorim. The bones were hit-like. And the only way you can tell that is you can't see it. The only way you can tell is if the animal lives 24 hours, then we see it didn't have that treifus. But if it didn't live 24 hours, you have to be afraid maybe it would have died because its bones were moved around. So that's why you need two things. You have to first let it live for 24 hours, and then after the shechita, then you have to be boidik for the other treifus. This is the halacha. Now, the question is, what about on Yom Tov? Such a bird, if it was hit or banged around, and now after 24 hours, it's on Yom Tov now, can you shecht it now or not?
Do we say we have to be afraid, even though you shecht it now, but maybe after you check it out, you find it's a treifa, and then it came out, you made a shechita for no purpose. It's like you made a tirchash, tell it tzarech, don't do it on yontif. Oilai, or else no, we're not afraid you'll find a treifa. If you bow right now with shalom, it's not a treifa. You don't have to be afraid, maybe you'll be a treifa there. So on yontif, you would be allowed to. Rashi says, Micha Shimon Hoyl Tricha Bdikas Yal Berusa Mimachas Kinner Yusa Begavo Mishum Chashash Isum Locha Biyomtiv Dua Misha Mishtakach Treifa Vnimsa Shech Tashal Tzarech. The disclaimer of the other treifas we tell on Rove that Rove animals are not treifas, but over here that something happened to it, we have to be afraid maybe it is a treifa, so maybe it's also the Shech Tashal Yomtiv. Oh Malay, so he answered back, Tanina, I'll bring your Raya from Al Mishnah. Tanina ain malavnin esarofim litzos bem. You're not allowed to make red hot these tiles to use them in the oven to roast on. Vavinim bo my covet, the Murray asks, explains, what's wrong? Why can't you make red hot these tiles? What are you doing? What isser is there? The Yama Rabbo Barbachonam Rav Yechanan, Hocha berofim chadoshim askinim. We just got finished learning that the Pshana Mishnah is, we're talking about brand new tiles. And the Isser is Mifnei Shetzaruch Lebotkon, because you have to be budget there, you have to check them out. Now, the first time you use these tiles, we have to see if they're strong enough to take the heat. We're afraid maybe they're going to bust the first time you use it. So if you use these on Yom Tov for the first time, we're afraid it's going to bust open on Yom Tov, and it comes out, you did a Tirchah Shel Tzarech.